you guys an email, probably tomorrow, with the rest of what you have for 2025, and see if you can resolve some of those. Thank you.
Welcome to number 13.
Yes, ma'am.
24495 East Hartford. Good morning. Would you identify yourself for the record?
Lieutenant Joe Picacelli, FICACELLI, East Hartford Police Department.
Thank you. Summary of your case, Lieutenant?
Maybe before you started, I just want to disclose I'm familiar with the appellant. We don't have a personal relationship, but I think he was certified at my location. So if you'd like me to recuse myself from any issue, let me know.
It's up to you.
I don't have an issue.
Okay.
Lieutenant?
Sure. Back in November of 23, the appellant applied for a pistol permit. In that process, he filled out the DPS Form 799C, where he notarized the fact that he was going to be truthful, any statement on this application that was determined to be false or inaccurate shall constitute grounds for denial. In the box where the form asks, has he ever been arrested? He checked no. He had been arrested that year 2 months prior, I'm sorry, 4 months prior, July of 23.
4 months before the application?
Correct. And he wasn't going to go to court. He didn't go to court until August of 23. At the time of his application, his case was pending. And he failed to indicate that on the form, which was the reason for the denial.
Would you like to ask Lieutenant any questions?
These are open.
Excuse me?
Opening statements.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm getting way ahead of myself. A brief statement of your case.
Basically, around back 2023, I was associated with an old friend that I no longer associate myself with, and they had a card, and we were driving, and then we went to the gas station.
This is just very briefly your defense.
Basically, I went to the police station because they sent a letter in the mail saying that about the case. Then I actually came to my mom's house, and then I just went to the police station. So wasn't in cuffs or anything. I went in, and then they just gave me a court date. I didn't arrested. So, with that being said, I didn't consider it an arrest. I turned myself in. Didn't even turn myself in. They just went. I just went to the police department and then they gave me a court date.
Lieutenant?
I just have a quick. What date? We don't have his application. So, what date did he apply?
He applied. The form was sworn to on notarized on the 29th of November of 23. It was denied by me on 12/4 of 23.
Thank you.
What else would you like us to know?
Sure. Around the time of your application, was your residence burglarized?
Yes.
At the time of that burglary, was there evidence in your apartment or in your home indicative of you're using copious amounts of marijuana?
Not in my room, no.
Do you use marijuana?
No, I don't.
Did you use it back then?
Last time I probably used it would be around 2021.
Okay. Was there an extremely large amount of money stolen from your residence, your personal safe?
Correct. Okay.
Was there a lot of packaging for marijuana at that residence at the time of the burglary?
Yes, but not having to do with me.
Whose packaging was it?
At the time, I lived with my brother, my mother, and my sister, and my dad would come.
That's not what he asked you. Whose was it?
Probably was my sister's. My sister and my brother smoke weed to this day, marijuana to this day. So I don't use it.
Right, he was asking a question, but you just didn't answer him.
And then the last question I have for you is, since that time, I know recently, have you been issued the same kind of arrest summons for motor vehicle violations several times recently?
It was motor vehicle. I have my record right here, and it's clear. I went to the police department yesterday, and I have my whole record. They said it was clear. They said I should be good. I currently hold my class in CDL right now, so I'm, like, cautious about that.
Good for you. But again, you didn't really answer his question. He said, were you arrested again for motor vehicle charges?
I haven't been arrested, but there was a situation where I just went to the police department, and they just gave me a court.
Okay, that's an arrest.
Okay.
Okay, they give you a ticket. If you get a motor vehicle summons and you have to appear in court, that's an arrest.
Okay.
So were you arrested, other than this incident that he brought up in the first place, for any motor vehicle charges since that incident?
Technically, yes, but...
Well, not technically, yes or no?
Like, it was the way it happened, it wasn't me driving the car. Like, that wasn't my... I was in the passenger of the car, and then they threw it out because I went to court for it. So I assume I got arrested. That's what it's like. That's
what was it for?
I was in the passenger of the car. My boy had fled on the police. That was that, but I had nothing to do. I gave them my license.
And what'd you get charged with?
I don't remember at the time, but it was just evading. They pulled me over in my car, but I was in the passenger. He was driving, so police asked for my registration and my license. I gave them to him. And then when he went to ask for my boys, the person that was driving the car, he fled from the police. So I had to go to court for that in Boston.
And any others?
No.
I'm sorry. I interrupted you.
No, there was, just looking last night, I'm sorry, I'm a little tired, I work overnights. But last night, just checking our in-house with him recently, appellant recently, he's been pulled over and issued infractions and summons his motor vehicle violations. Four or five times in the last couple of months.
Is that true?
Was there something from Illinois also?
You didn't tell me.
Not that I'm aware of.
But, like, I'm still fighting them, honestly. So.
Yeah, but I didn't ask where you were in court. I asked if you have been, if you got them, and you said no.
Well, I think you said arrested.
Yeah, well, those are arrests.
A ticket?
If you have to go to court, yeah.
Okay, so that would be considered arrest.
Yeah, just like the first one that you got, apparently you turned yourself in, that was an arrest also.
In July of 23, there's something about a lost credit card?
The appellant was arrested for possessing a stolen credit card and using it at a local gas station in town. He's telling you he wasn't arrested because he was given a misdemeanor summons. That's an arrest. You have to go to court. You have to sign today. You're going to go. It's a promise to appear. Instead of fingerprinting him and putting him in a cell, we give him the opportunity. You know, if somebody is a younger kid, he's never been in any real trouble, we'll give him, usually give him that break the first couple times to save ourselves the process.
Was that case pending when he applied?
Yeah,
that's what I was just trying to figure out.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
It was 2 or 3 months fresh.
Yeah, so it was July and he applied in November. I was just seeing if he had already resolved it by the time he applied.
It had not been when I looked at the case.
Okay. Thank you.
Are there questions you'd like to ask the lieutenant?
When I applied, I was going through the AR program, and that I knew I wasn't going to get any trouble, so I knew it was going to be good. I didn't consider arrest, but now I'm learning that it's considered arrest, getting a court date, so that was that. I went to the police department yesterday, said my record's clean, I have the whole form right here. That was the first and last time that I ever did that, it was childish. And it was being around associated about people that I no longer associate myself with. So I own my own business. I'm my CEO.
When you're asking him questions.
Yeah, but okay. I was just in the AR program at the time, so I didn't assume and I didn't consider it was an arrest. So that's it. I don't really have any questions.
Questions for the lieutenant from the board.
Do we know how they became in possession of the credit card, the stolen credit card?
I believe in the report it says that he filed it while he was walking in his neighborhood.
In talking to the victim, did that seem feasible? Like it was just on the ground in the neighborhood, or?
I didn't investigate the person who complained. I'm not a patrolman anymore.
Okay.
Other questions from the lieutenant? now it's your turn to tell your story.
Basically, I was just, my old friend that I no longer associate myself with had a car. We were walking together and he picked it up. I didn't pay any mind to it. I was like, I can't tell the person to do it. I told him it was the wrong thing to do. He still had it. We went to the gas station. I needed gas, and then he gave me the car. And then just moving fast, I used the car, not thinking any consequences, and then that happened. And then they came to my house. My mom told me. I went straight to the police station right when she called me. Oh, the police are at my house. Went straight to the police station. They gave me a court date, and I was at home. But it was childish, and I'll never do that again.
Do you have questions for him?
I have no questions.
Question? Yes.
Yeah, you said the credit card was on the ground. Where? What location on the ground?
It was in East Hartford. I think it was around Grande Road, and right about my mom's house. Right around my mom's house, that's where my boy lives. And he found the card, and then that's when he picked it up. Right. But I was the one who physically used it to go to the gas station.
It was on the sidewalk or on the road or where?
I believe it was on the sidewalk. Correct.
Sidewalk. Okay. Thank you.
Other questions?
The incident that you described briefly regarding fleeing from the police.
Yep.
Where did that occur?
In Boston.
That's what I thought you said. And when did that occur?
About last year, around July.
Okay, why did he take off?
He was scared, he was nervous. I talked to him about it. I no longer associate myself with him either because I'm removing all.
Yeah, because you said that previous with the incident in with the stolen credit card.
Yeah.
You sort of not associated that person. And he, then 24, you associated with somebody else who fled in your car from Boston.
Yeah.
In Boston with somebody.
Coming from the airport, correct. He just said he was nervous and he didn't know what to do. The police told him to get out the car. It's on the third and he didn't know what to do. He never been in that situation. He said he was traumatized from a situation he had a while back, but didn't get too much in detail.
And it looks like, Lieutenant?
Yes.
Yeah, I believe the Lieutenant mentioned, so it looks like you have a pending speeding case from May and a failure to obey a stop sign in August. Does that sound accurate?
Correct.
Thank you.
Did you work at McDonald's at one point?
Correct. That was when I was 16. That was a while ago.
And what happened there?
That was my first job. Basically, cash register. We were changing the cash register. I was a crew member working in the front, and he just said, help him with the front, the tray. And I guess money started flying everywhere. And then with that, I picked up $20, childish act, and then put it in my pocket, and that's what happened.
And they fired you?
But then I wrote a letter back, court, and everything got thrown away, saying I was sorry and I was childish and stuff like that. So.
That was probably in juvenile court?
Juvenile, yeah, correct.
Other questions for the appellant? Did I ask you if you wanted to ask questions?
You did, yeah.
And you didn't?
No, I don't have any questions. Thank you.
Any other questions? Would you like to make a final statement?
Yeah, I run my own business. I have a clothing store in East Hartford. I'm my CDL, Class B. I feel like I'm more responsible now in life. I went through a lot of things in my past that were childish and I live and learn. So I feel like, with that being said, like I feel like I'd be responsible to hold a pistol permit. I abide by the law. I don't stay out of trouble, and I just about to go back to school and everything. So,
how old are you now?
22, about to be 23 in 2 weeks.
A final statement from you, sir.
Sure. So the reason the appellant was denied was because on the form here, the 799C that he had notarized, he failed to indicate that he was arrested for approximately 4 months prior to throwing out an application for a pistol permit. That obviously gave the East Hartford Police Department some concern that, you know, you're going to be responsible enough to handle a pistol permit and a pistol. It sounds like he's doing the right thing now. I hope that he is. But at the time, obviously, that he was denied, the application was inaccurate. I believe it was inaccurate for a reason, and that's why he was denied.
Thank you. Colonel Overton.
This is a denial by the East Hartford Police Department. The denial is for suitability. The initial basis of denial was at the time the appellant applied, he had two pending misdemeanor charges. And on his application, He checked under the question, had he ever been arrested? He checked no. During today's hearing, an incident that occurred about a year ago in Boston, in which it was his vehicle, he was not driving, had been pulled over, had fled from police, and he's had recently two infractions issued for speeding and failure to obey a stop sign. The misdemeanor charges, it seems like the appellant used the AR program, so he has no criminal record. He says he has his CDL license and has his own business.
Thank you. Comments from the board?
I feel at the time of his application with pending charges, I think that was, East Hartford Police Department had no very good reason not to issue. Anybody that has pending criminal charges at that time should be issuing a pistol permit, especially since they weren't disclosed on the application. That was just about 2 years ago. Since then, there have been some minor incidents with the police, and he's still only 22 years old. So I personally feel I'd like to see the appellant mature a little bit before we grant a permit. That's just me.
Other statements from anyone?
Well, there are relatively minor charges. However, as you point out, it's relatively recent, and it does involve larceny, which certainly goes to character. And although there are mitigating circumstances, the friend found the credit card, but he used it. He didn't list the arrest record because he thought AR possibly would erase it. It doesn't say anywhere that it does. So I guess the deck is stacking up against him here.
Other statements from anyone?
Just that the appellant doesn't seem to understand his record even today. And it's important that you do. You should know exactly what happened, what dates, whether it's an arrest or not. And the issuing authority certainly deserves a complete and accurate application. That's the first time that an issuing authority gets to judge all the things that lead to suitability, like character and ability to follow directions and understand what's going on. So I hope that's helpful to you.
Yeah, I would say the initial non-disqualifying, no, it's not true. The issuing authority is entitled to a correct application. We have had cases where physically being arrested and put in cuffs, people don't think that a ticket or a summons to court counts as arrest, can see that. But when there's other incidents or concerns brought up in a short period of time, it deteriorates the case on your behalf of, all right, let's grant him a pistol permit. So maybe you need a little bit more time in between these incidents.
That is my feeling too. We need a little more time to prove some stability.
And more time to have a clean record of no traffic arrests.
Definitely. I'll get those cleared up as soon as possible.
Time for a vote. Attorney Sinetti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority at this time.
Colonel Overturk.
Issuing authority at this time.
Attorney Evangelisti.
Issuing authority at this time.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
And I also say issuing authority.